This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
You think you have a plan for the show until something big hits, folks. Don't look now. The Broncos did something way bigger. Maybe way bigger than anything they could have done in the first wave, second wave, third wave of free agency. Sean Payton's playing, what is it, Mike? 7D chess while everyone's playing checkers? Starting to buy into what you're selling there. Ombre. Lot to discuss. Big night for the Nuggets because they got to win a lot in a row. Mike Brohard's going to talk to us later. CSU Rams women's basketball team in March Madness. Brock Wisney, one final show today as we put the bow on the season. The whole show starts now. The whole show powered by the one and only Mosquito Joe. I've got a story soon. I'm going to need Mosquito Joe. I'm going to need him in a big, big, major way very, very soon. So I'll update you on that process for me. Because, Mike, you know the thing I hate most in this world. Those tiny...
Bugs.
No. Those tiny little beady eyes and little fur and gross little paws, whatever they are. Mice. They're awful, but Mosquito Joe, I think, is going to help me out. Well, I know they're going to help me out, so I'm excited about that. But how about the Denver Broncos? Nobody cares, Mike, that you can do whatever you're going to say. Nobody cares because the Broncos just made a blockbuster trade. They were quiet during free agency. They didn't do much. What are they doing? They're not going to go to the playoffs now, Tanner Schwinn. But they made a monster trade, this year's first rounder, which was 30th. It's basically a second rounder, third rounder, and a fourth rounder for former Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jaylen Waddle. And you know what we love about Jaylen Waddle, Michael? Hot, nasty speed.
Exactly what the Broncos needed.
That's what.
And someone with hands.
This guy.
Hold on to the ball.
And he corrected a lot of issues. You know, he went to Alabama, which is why he was throwing shade at Patrick Surtain. The two are boys, all this. Michael and I were talking about it this morning. Jaylen Waddle said he would love to fight Pat Surtain. I think he knew he was coming to Denver when he made that comment, Mike. I think he was having some fun, excited to go join his old teammate. This is a blockbuster type of deal. For the Broncos. All forgiven for a quiet offseason? Yeah. Mike, I wanted one. I wanted one piece. One piece that was going to make sense. Running back, tight end, wide receiver. Either way. But I really wanted, obviously my wish list was running back, tight end. That was my wish list, and I'll be fair. Third on my list was wide receiver. But when you go get a wide receiver of this magnitude, that's high on the list. Big Hub says, who's wide receiver one now? His name rhymes with Schwaddle. Or Swaddle. Or Doddle. Foddle.
I think you, by default,
Coddle.
Become wide receiver number one.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not... No... Disrespect to Cortland Sutton. He has his place. He has his. I need him. It's 30.
Oh, this is going to be better. This is going to be better for Sutton.
I think it opens.
It's going to open up a lot of things. You got to have a guy like this. Waddle, his college scouting report was, I mean, he was just top tier You know, hot, nasty speed, all that stuff you like to talk about when you're thinking of wide receivers that can really spread out the field. And Waddle was, listen, there was a lot of rumors that Waddle would be a guy they were going after for the before the trade deadline last year. And it turns out he was. They were interested in him last year. Here was his, and I just wanted to pull, I always like to look at these when we get big players or whatever. Just their draft, the scout on them, the scouting report on guys like Jalen Waddle. Here's what it read, Mike. Cheat code speed to terrify a defense. Cheat code speed. 11 of 20 career of his college career touchdowns went for 50-plus yards. This is what you see in the NFL now. Toys with coverages by altering route speed frequently. He's got that ability to turn it on really quickly, turn it down, turn it back up. That's going to be fun to watch. This was a move that really screams, Bo, we ain't forgot about you, bro. We're going to get somebody for you. You know, J.K. Dobbins, we're excited about him. We hope he can stay healthy. But this is a move that I believe raises all boats for the Broncos. So I am very excited about this move. I thought it was every time I opened the old X account, Mike, it was A.J. Brown realistically coming to Denver. Now, that's not out of the question. I don't think it is. I don't know what else you're going to. Now you've run out of draft stock for a guy like Brown, so it would have to be a player and then a future first rounder. So doubtful that they would really go that far in. But if you can stack up wide receivers on this team, and we think Bo really is that guy, whew, that's a next step type move right there. Did the Broncos get better today?
Broncos got a lot better today.
And you're actually being honest this time. They got better today. They lost John Franklin Myers, but they gained Jalen Waddle. Denver's defense was one of the best defenses in the league. You lose one guy, that's good, but not your top three or four guy. And you add a guy that already, Michael, who's the best offensive player on this roster? You just upgraded. That's Jalen Waddle. He's already your best player.
Now, better than Bo?
Yes, I would say better than Bo. I would say that. Now, in his career, now Waddle, I mean, you know who his comparison was out of college, who they thought he'd be like the most? Guy he was playing with in Miami, Tyreek Hill.
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment. Maybe not quite the attitude either. Plus, he was boys with Patrick Surtain. So Surtain's going to be a leader of this team already. He's going to bring him in and say, this is how we do it, man. This is how we do it. We're going to go win a Super Bowl now.
I bet Pat might have gone to coach, or maybe the Paytons went to him and were like, "Hey, we're thinking about trading for the guy. Is he what's he like as a human being?
Yep.
What's he going to be like in the locker room? Because we like what we have now."
This is going to be a major move, a major major move. And we're gonna get into this. Because, Michael, I had this list of things to go through, you know, how they missed on Breece Hall. Breece Hall, who ended up getting the franchise tag with the Jets, the Broncos were 100% in on that. They wanted Breece Hall badly. There might have been a world where the Broncos got Breece Hall and Jalen Waddle. Wow, that would have been insane. I do think that was the plan. But the Jets said, no, we're tagging him. Because you're coming after our guy, we're tagging him. Can you imagine that, though? Breece Hall and Jalen Waddle, they might never lose again. They might never lose again.
Can I share my conspiracy theory?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how far away is it going to take me from this topic that we're on right now? 10 being you're taking me to Narnia. 1 being you're talking Broncos.
It is Broncos.
Okay, go for it. You got 15 seconds, and we'll see how much longer you can last after that.
My conspiracy theory is, and I don't believe this, but the conspiracy theory is the Broncos were just screwing around, driving up the price on some of these players to screw up other.
Sean Payton will probably tell you that he was doing that. That's what he said when The Vikings drafted J.J. McCarthy. Ah, yeah, I tricked him into that, man. I tricked him. I wouldn't put it past Denver to make a ton of calls and then not really be all in on those guys, but their opponents, such as the Chiefs, going in on a Kenneth Walker. Okay, maybe. It's not that crazy. But I will say it was no conspiracy. From what I've read, Luca Evans, Denver Post, phenomenal job. Denver was definitely in on the Breece Hall thing. They wanted Breece Hall. And the Jets knew it. The Jets knew the Broncos were probably going to overpay for that one guy. Denver's not overpaying a lot. But I think there might have been one guy that Denver might have considered overpaying for, and that would have been Breece Hall.
I might have overpaid for him.
I would have probably overpaid for Breece. And they still could have went and got Jaylen Waddle. That's the thing. It's a big move, Mike. So now your wide receiver depth chart looks like this. Jaylen Waddle, Courtland Sutton, depending on how you look at it, Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, Pat Bryant, and then you have little Jordan Humphrey back. Michael Bandy's on this team too, but this is going to take a lot of pressure off of Franklin and Bryant. Now you're not going to ask them. Now I'm not sure they're loving it. One of these guys is going to lose a lot of reps, and that's probably going to be Pat Bryant. I would imagine Sutton's not going to it's not going to change for him. Waddle's going to be his target. Marvin Mims probably not going to be crazy. He might benefit from this too. He's going to probably line up in the slot a lot more. And then Troy Franklin will be that fourth guy that can try to kind of progress organically rather than forcing him to.
Or maybe they'll make Marvin Mims another Joker type.
Well,
they've already failed on one of their Joker types.
Well, is it fair to say R.J. Harvey was a failure?
Well, like one of their, they had two guys who were Joker hype types. R.J. Harvey was pretty decent at it.
He's been the closest Joker to what Sean Payton said as a Joker, because obviously Marvin Mims' name was talked about with that, and then Evan Ingram, and then R.J. Harvey.
Yeah, so he didn't do anything with Evan Ingram and
no.
Didn't do much with Marvin Mims outside of special teams.
And don't get me wrong, Ingram's numbers were better than most of the tight ends the Broncos have had over the last 5-6 years, but that's not necessarily a giant compliment. 17 minutes after the hour, Mike. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. From more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good was going to be that tonight starts we got the first four games. First four. Those are going to be on to game 1, 2, 3, and 4. Tonight and tomorrow night will be right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. So I'm excited about that. But the new good is Jaylen Waddle. He is on his way. And he will be a Denver Bronco. The bad for me, the Avs lost 7-2 last night, Michael. Don't think it was a goaltending issue defensively. I actually watched this game. Well, most of it. And it just defensively, it was bad. That was rough. Even Brock Nelson said, we're not putting it on our guy between the pipes, man. We're not doing that. Our defense was awful. The ugly, that was the worst loss of the season for the Avs, Mike. We're getting down to it. And they've now lost 3 out of the last 4. Concerned. They were running away with their division. And now we're only up by a few points now. So everything's going to get a little bit tighter for the Colorado Avalanche. There's the good, the bad, the ugly. We've got one final show with the man himself, Brock Wisney. Brock has been phenomenal for us. A hell of a season. Didn't end the way they wanted it to, but you can't take anything away from what Brock did during his career with UNC, this team throughout the last few years specifically. We'll catch up with Brock Wisney. We'll find out what's next, too. I can finally ask that without him being upset with me, because he's like, I got to think about this season. Well, now we can start to look at the future for the one and only Brock Wisney. We got the Brock Wisney Show coming up next.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10. On Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Kim. Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
Yeah, I want a big shout out to Interior Sprinkler Systems all year in sponsoring this show, this Brock Wisney Show. And Brock, it has been so much fun to do this show with you, man. And I'll admit, you know, we've had a lot of players on these shows, these networks that we've built. And before this season, there was a part of me that was, and I'm being honest with you right now. This is what I'm hitting you with, a truth ball.
Okay.
I wondered if we would continue doing these kind of shows. I you know, they're fun. I enjoy them. Yeah. I don't know if the players, whatever. And then Brock Wisney enters. And you were so awesome to do this show. You fit right in. It's like you work here almost. You're part of the gang.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think this has kind of reinvigorated me on doing these player
shows. That's great,
man. And I have you to thank for that.
I appreciate it. I just go follow your lead and just come in and talk to
basketball. I just follow Michael's lead.
Yeah, we all follow Michael's lead.
Yeah. I mean, but dude, like, the way you play basketball is the same way you represent yourself. And I know it sounds weird to people listening because basketball's intense. This is nothing. But you show up early. You take time out of your day to talk to Michael.
Mike's taking time out of his day.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. But you guys are talking movies and all, and it's fun in here, man.
Yeah.
And you brought that to the table. And then when we break it down and talk basketball, you're ready to go for that, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I just like talking to you, man. It's been great.
Well, this won't be the last time we have you on.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be catching up with you in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm open for any time. Just let me know.
How are you doing with everything, man? I mean, your last
time
with the Bears.
It hurt. You know, it was a tough finish to the season, and it was a little bittersweet. We had big goals in mind, man. We thought we were going dancing, and everybody on our team thought so, but you know, it just didn't fall that way, and the cards didn't fall our way, and that's just how it happens. That's life, and so I think that it doesn't take away from what a great season we had and how much fun I had with these guys, and you know, we're still going to be close for good friends, you know, down the line at each other's weddings, all the fun stuff, and when you look back on it, you're not going to look back on, you know, that thing. You're going to look back at the moments and the relationships you made and, you know, the practices and the shared suffering and all those little things is kind of what you got to appreciate instead of, you know, looking at the disappointing end, you know, but it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
And some great Bears on this team, too. Obviously, Quinn Danker gets men's basketball first all-team conference, second team all-conference, and then, of course, Zach Block on the all-defensive team. So, I mean, those are great accolades to take out the door with you.
They are great. You know, I think that we look kind of past that. We look at the time, you know, we spent with each other. And, you know, Quinn obviously hearing that. He got the second team all district today. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's been a long season. And those are just little parts of, you know, what it's been.
So, Brock, I got to ask you, man. We can talk a little. The season was strange. It was exciting and historic in many ways because you guys, beating CU, did things that you haven't done in a long, 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 long time. Yeah. Moving up the record books left and right, coming up with some monster wins, and even in some of those losses in the non-con against a team like Texas Tech that might actually go on and do something. You had one of those crazy games, and that was a pretty darn close basketball game. Just summarizing this season, I guess, how would you do that with a few words?
Man, I think that the highs and lows of the season made it that much better. You know, we had a great non-con, and it was so much fun with the guys. And then obviously we go through that tough stretch and that low stretch, and that made the second half that much better. And, you know, after in the locker room, you know, Smiley was sharing, and he shares this often. He's like, man, like, this sucks and this hurts, but How blessed and how awesome is it to feel this? You know, there's people that go through life and never feel anything at all. So, you know, just understanding those emotions are a blessing. Just the ups and downs and the valleys. You know, looking back on it and on this season, I think my favorite part was almost that 1-7 stretch. You know,
really,
just the ability to, you know, battle adversity and have a turnaround with, you know, guys that just completely buy in, and seeing the growth from everybody on the team, and hoping that we can leave a lasting impact on how you handle adversity and how you handle those moments, you know, when stuff isn't going great. So, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to have this type of season. It was awesome.
It was. And, you know, it'll be special for so many of those reasons because you guys were, let's just face it, when you're 1-7, on the outside looking in, it looks like you're dead in the water.
Yeah.
And then you guys just kept battling, found a way to get out of that bottom four and ultimately put yourselves in a good position.
Yeah.
But this Big Sky Conference, man it is...
a lot of good teams, man. It was good this year.
Well, you see Idaho. I mean...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that Idaho, I think they were in the bottom four, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah.
They were 7. It wasn't that surprising.
No.
It was the crazy thing, you know?
And they're going dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and how do you feel seeing that? Is part of you like... Because I know you respect Idaho and an opponent, but when, you know, if random people just look at the standings, they go, wait, Portland State?
Yeah.
Montana up there, Northern Colorado. Oh, Idaho's going.
Yeah.
But that also just speaks to how ridiculous this conference really is.
You got to respect everybody. They had a great season. They had a great team. You know, some big guys like their freshmen stepping up and got some old veterans. And it's not surprising to people that have followed Big Sky basketball. You know, like Smiley said right before the tournament, he's like, there's 7 teams that could win this thing, and the 7th team won it.
That's great.
It's interesting, and you know they're playing their best basketball, and maybe they had some nice advantages, like they played on that court twice earlier in the year, just little things, but you know, congrats to them, and you know it was a really fun season. Every night was a battle. There was no given wins, and there was not a single night that you can take off.
How would you summarize your career at UNC, Brock?
How would I summarize it, man? I would just say relationships. Loyalty, you know, those relationships and loyalty is what it boiled down to for me, and staying consistent every day. You know, I think that the coaches, they believed in me, even when I didn't fully believe in myself, and they always, you know, backed me up and they stuck with me, and that consistency is you know, what allowed me to just put in the work every day. And when you have that, the coaching staff and the coaches and the players that are that consistent, then it just allows you to work on yourself.
So, great coaching staff.
Awesome. Awesome.
How much of a... of a responsibility do you take now talking to future Bears or current Bears that, let's face it, there are going to be guys. There's going to be a guy like Ringneary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the body type to be an absolute stud, and you saw that kind of come on.
Yeah.
You were close to him, obviously roommates with Ring, right? How much of a responsibility do you take saying, hey, I want to, you know, make sure I give Ring the best advice as far as what staying at UNC would mean, or any potential player that's on this roster, because that, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, is a thing now.
Yeah. You know, I think that me, Zach, and Quinn, we kind of laid the groundwork for how that's supposed to look, and guys staying low and realizing, you know, it's not about these everybody in your ear saying, go here, money, whatever, and you know, it's kind of up to those guys if they want to follow it or not, right? And Ring could stay and have incredible years, and obviously, if he wanted to, he could go somewhere else and make a lot of money. You know, it's not my decision, but I think that we've shown them what the plus can be in staying with that team. You know, having relationships that are going to last forever, being able to have a home that you can always come back to. You know, when you have kids, you know, 20 years down the line, and a family saying, you know, coming back to UNC and being like, man, this is where we were all the years, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that, you know, life, there's a lot more to it than just a couple years or a couple extra dollars.
Your mindset on all this has just been, it's been consistent all year, man. No matter what, win or lose. It's easy to say all those things when you're winning, but you've said those things when you're losing too.
Yeah.
And that's what I really admire about you. Now I get to ask, what's next for Brock Wisney? I'm guessing basketball isn't done. You're not done with basketball yet?
I'm trying to stay present on the rest of the season. No,
come on, Brock. What's going on here, man?
No, yeah, I definitely want to play professionally. You know, that's what's next for me. And, you know, there's a lot coming up, whether it's picking agents. That's something that has to get done soon. And those guys kind of get the ball rolling. So I'm actually meeting with Smiley after this, and we'll talk about, you know, some agent stuff and what that's going to look like. I have no idea. You know, obviously, professionally could mean overseas. You know, you never know if you could stay in the U.S. and make something happen. And so I'm just going to kind of let it be what it is and work hard. Just take the same stuff that I've done for the past 4 years and just bring it into this next phase.
All right. When you say staying here, I mean NBA
stuff? That's always been my dream.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know how exactly it's going to look. And maybe I get a summer league shot or G League and maybe something like that. And I have no idea, but, you know, I don't want to give up on my dreams. And, you know, I've learned that if you shoot as high as you can, you're eventually going to end up somewhere that's pretty nice. So,
man,
we'll see.
I could definitely see a G League opportunity. And then you get out there and you showcase and suddenly Oh, yeah. Whoa, who's this? We're jumping onto a radar.
Yeah, you never know, man. It's in the G League, you look at guys scoring 30 a night that aren't making an NBA roster. And I'm a type of guy that could be a glue guy, you know, be someone that can fill a role or be a good leader or be a stable, consistent, you know, hard worker. So you never know where it goes. Maybe I'm in Europe next year and, you know, the first year of overseas, I'm in some rural European country, you know, just grinding it away. And I don't know exactly where it's going to lead or have a specific time goal. I'm just going to give it my best shot.
Is that stuff scary to you? Is that stuff scary to you, though, like the opportunity to go to?
It is. I don't think I can process it. You know, I've never really experienced that. I know that it's going to be tough. And that's just what I need to be ready for, you know.
All right, what did you have to say that you interrupted? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say you could grow your hair out, put a really thick mustache on and be Brock Powers.
You know, I've thought about that.
Sorry, Brock.
Yeah. Go to college again.
There was a reason I tried to cut him off, because here was the conversation.
I thought that was a great addition.
Along,
yeah.
And then
with all these extra years, you know, maybe I come back for a fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth year somewhere just as Brock Powers.
Yeah. Micah, go ahead and turn around. Just turn around. Turn around the rest of the segment.
Go to the corner.
Yeah, just go to the corner. Just hang out. Well, I'm excited, you know, either way. Yeah. And to hear you kind of say the NBA stuff, the G League stuff, like in summer league,
yeah.
You know, that's all real possibility, man.
Yeah.
And I've seen guys that go from, they weren't anybody in college.
Yeah.
They weren't even, they were barely averaging a few points a game. And then mm-hmm. suddenly, because there are guys that sometimes they hit their prime.
Yeah.
When they're almost done with college basketball.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, there wasn't enough there to see it. But if you can just get that yeah. chance, then you go crazy. That happens. You know, your dad was an NFL guy.
Yeah.
He probably has a million stories of guys that nobody knew.
Yeah.
And you're not an unknown commodity. You did a lot of great work in the Big Sky. So what I'm saying is your chances could be there.
Yeah.
There are plenty of players that weren't talked about as much or even on that national stage that kind of get in, and it's just a slow build, and
yeah.
suddenly, whoa, that guy had a strong base,
yeah.
and look at him go.
We'll see, man. We'll see what happens, and, you know, I think that belief is the number one factor, and, you know, I believe, you know, all things are possible, you know, through my faith and all those things, but wherever it ends up, you know, maybe, you never know how it goes. Maybe I get injured, and I just go work a job or become a coach or something, and we'll see where it ends up.
Is coaching something that is of interest to you?
You know, I always used to say no. Until, you know, this past year, I've really thought that there's an opportunity there. I love just, you know, helping other guys and leading them. And I feel like if I could be like an assistant coach for like a bigs group,
yeah.
you know, I think my IQ for a big is pretty good. So that's definitely a possibility. I love the game of basketball.
You, and obviously that IQ was so important for you because, you know, you're a big guy.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of guys that you went up against that were a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of the times, and this is what I think bodes well for your basketball future, either way you go, mm-hmm. is your IQ, is yeah. your knowledge of just how to utilize your body and recognize maybe some of those physical weaknesses and use those as a mental positive.
Yeah. You know, I think that I pride myself on that and just being able to think the game just as much as I play it. And I realize how mental of a sport basketball is, right? You're always in your head and you're always thinking and there's mismatches and all the crazy stuff. So I think that that's something I enjoy thinking about often.
You could yeah. see that in your progression
yeah.
as a player. And it was really fun to see, like, I mean, seriously, watching just kind of how you yeah. worked. And, you know, even during a break and then suddenly we're in action again and you go at a little pump fake and then a yeah. reverse layup or just things like that where you're recognizing what the defense is going to bring you. And that is a skill set that is really difficult to teach.
Yeah. You know, maybe my frontal lobe developed a little over the years. And I became a little better at those things. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, it's such a little chess game. And at the end of the day, it's just a game that we're all having fun playing. And we put a lot into it. You know, we put a lot on it. But it's just a lot of fun.
I'm really pumped to see whatever that journey looks like, because yeah. the coaching thing would be cool too.
Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea, man.
Would you be like a Houston Reed type of guy?
I think a mixture.
Like a motivational guy?
I think that I would like to be a player's coach, but I think I'd be a mixture of, you know, maybe all the coaches on the staff, you know, together. Take the best I can from all
of them.
Which
is such a great testament yeah. to that coaching staff.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
You as one of these great Bears yeah. looks at that and says, I want to take a little piece from each yeah. one, each of those coaches.
Yeah. Some of like Smiley's IQ, mine, you know, DG's, you know, leadership. And you look at Reed, he's such a player led coach, and all the logistics and Klopp, you know, their IQ. And if you can take a little bit from each of them, you'd probably fare off pretty well.
Yeah. Were you emotional after? Like, how emotional are we talking, man?
Man.
I'm like trying to open it up here. This is like a 60-minute interview.
You know, I didn't cry like all season. Maybe a little in like the bad parts. But I wasn't like super emotional. And the end of stretch and senior night and the last home game, I was like, man, why am I like not emotional? I'm not crying. I don't really feel anything. Then after that last game, I probably cried for like 2 hours straight.
Mm.
Yeah. With everybody. Yeah,
I mean, it's the end of a...
Yeah, it was sad, man.
It's the end of an era, right?
It was so sad. It was that my last college game, and you know, there's a few different emotions. Like, man, I wish I could have helped us win that game, and you know, just like this is my last game with you know some of my best friends, and I'm not going to see my coaches again. All this crazy stuff, but you know, it was bittersweet. You know, it was a good moment, a sad moment, but one that you know I can look back on.
Oh, Brock, again, we appreciate you, man. Let's take a quick break while we have you here, and we'll finish up this hour with Brock. But first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I get to finish Stranger Things because we have Netflix for like 3 months, so I've got to go crazy.
Yeah, finish it.
The only reason we got Netflix is because I've been wanting Netflix for a while. We have 4 million apps, Brock.
Yeah.
My wife wanted it, so that's how
Netflix
it goes.
Netflix is good. It's got some good shows.
Well, she likes to read murder mystery novels a lot, and there just happens to be this like influx of shows they're making that are based on all the books she's been reading.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So she's like, we have to do it. I'm like, well, when I wanted to watch The Witcher, we couldn't have it.
I love The Witcher. That was pretty good.
Until they recast.
I like the first season.
Yeah.
I'll rephrase.
They recast him, and that bothered me.
Yeah, I never saw that season without Superman.
I agree.
I have not either, but I probably will because I like that stuff.
I probably won't.
I'll watch and give you the review.
Your Witcher.
Brock, we got to do one final game ball.
Yeah, we
do.
We can't miss the last one.
I'm curious to see, is this going to be, are you going to go like, you know,
well, I'm
off
sure
the
obvious,
wall
right?
here?
Whoa.
I mean, I didn't know if you were going to do something creative, if you were going to say
you know,
like.
I'm gonna stay consistent. It's who I am. We're going with,
I mean,
Mr. Quinn Dinker.
He had almost 29 points.
You cannot not give it to Quinn.
So Quinn definitely gets the overall game ball then.
Yeah.
I mean, do we even need to count them up?
I'm sure you do not need to count them up because it's probably more than half.
Yeah. So we'll. I think we're going to go out to Big City Roadhouse when you get back. You're
leaving
tonight.
I'm going
to
bring Quinn.
Bring Quinn.
I will.
And we'll try something unique on the menu. I'll let them know that I'm bringing some Bears basketball players over. So
you're
going
to have
to hook us up with free food.
I'm taking your recommendation on my meal.
So far, the burgers are amazing.
Burgers.
The pizza's amazing. Okay. Can you have like cheat now?
I can have
you,
whatever.
You can eat whatever now, right?
I've always been eating whatever.
Yeah. Well,
besides fast food. Let me rephrase. I eat healthy, but I make sure I keep my weight up.
Do you ever eat fast food?
No, not anymore.
Just
my girlfriend's dairy and gluten free.
Oh, so that helps. Yeah. So that keeps you away.
Pay double money for half as good food.
Yeah, that's true. Do you love fast food?
I used to. It was a guilty pleasure, but I've stopped.
I love it. I just have to be careful. Brock Wisney. So Quinn Danker's getting the final game ball there.
Yeah.
This has been so much fun just doing that all year. How about this? Is it difficult for you? Like tonight, will you watch any college basketball? Will you watch the first four?
It's been difficult. You know, it took me a few days to. I couldn't watch the rest of Big Sky. Mm. I couldn't watch the selection show. Any of that stuff, just because it hurts. But I watched, you know, the ACC tournament, the Big Ten. You know, it's such good basketball. You can't not watch it. March Madness is a holiday for me.
Will you root for Idaho then?
Yeah.
Is that the team you'd pick? Like, not pick to win at all, but
you know,
is that the team that you're like, yeah, I'm going to root for
them? It's great for the Big Sky. If they could get that upset, that'd be awesome. Houston's a tough draw. You know, Houston, in my opinion, is the toughest Power 5 team to play just purely because the amount of intensity they bring on defense is really hard to replicate at our level, at the mid-major level, and, you know, just the athletes they have and how hard they play. And we played in my freshman year. It was actually my first college game ever. Got beat by like 40s with
Dalton. Was that your first? I remember.
Yeah, it was just suffocating defense. Those guys, they just fly across the floor, and so it's a tough draw. If Idaho could get it done, that'd be cool. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I watch pretty much all the games.
I tell you, man, you know who I'm rooting for?
Huh?
To make the Bears season even better.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know what I'm going to say?
Huh?
Brock Wisney scored almost 30 on him.
Almost.
When Texas
30.
Tech wins the whole thing. I mean, did they win the whole thing?
Being out, though, that hurts.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt so bad for him.
When did he go out?
It had to have been like 10 games ago.
Yeah.
At this point, maybe less.
That's a tough one, too. But you're talking about the Houston thing. I remember Kevin Smiley was telling me that Kevin Sampson goes up to him at the end of the game. It was just like, jokingly but serious, was kind of like, man, I need to bring you over here and run my offense.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of cool, right?
It would make sense. Smiley's offensive mastermind.
Smiley's a heck of a coach. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you think Smiley will be a UNC Bears head? I get to ask you this now because you're not on
the board.
So, do you think he'll be the basketball coach for long at UNC, or do you think a bigger potential opportunities await
him? I think that he is good enough to be a coach anywhere. In my opinion, he's good enough to be a coach anywhere. His loyalty runs deep, though. Man.
It does.
You know, his daughter's here. She's actually committed to play volleyball at UNC too. Yep. So I have no idea.
Madden's just going to be up the road.
You know,
with his
I could not tell you he's worth a lot of money when it comes to that because he's a great coach, and it's going to be completely up to him. I could not tell you. You know, I could see him staying for as long as whenever, and I could also see him getting 15 times pay bump. So
you're right, though. I mean, he loves watching his kids play sports, and he loves being a family guy.
He's loyal, man. He's loyal. I'm happy to have played under him for 4 years, and I think that's part of what kept the staff together and kept the team together for so long. It's been awesome.
He's a rare human for sure. Just honestly, like a lot of you guys are. Right?
Yeah.
It's just a good group.
Everybody's rare. Nobody's rare.
We say rare for you. We say unique around here for the KFKA staff.
Yeah.
You know, that's the word. Not you, Mike. I wasn't singling you out. Let's take a quick break and wrap up the Brock Wisney Show coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
When I said, can you play some like St. Patrick's Day stuff, I don't think this really counts, Mike. This doesn't really count.
We mentioned The Witcher.
Yeah.
We mentioned
The
Witcher
reference.
For like half a second, and you come in and play not even the good version of the song.
That was a good last intro.
Yeah. Thanks for making that the last intro Brock Wisney will ever have.
I love it.
At least in the show.
You're not even wearing green.
Well, it doesn't matter. I forgot. I still it's still St. Patrick's Day. You have green on your
hat. I didn't even
know.
I had no idea until just now.
Not a big St. Patrick's Day guy, but, you know.
I wore a leprechaun hat in elementary school.
Well, we did the little leprechaun, like you got to set up traps and try to catch the leprechaun.
That's pretty cool.
That was fun, and I really remember that. And you'd come in the next day, and the teacher would like set it up as though they were testing out all the traps, and she would reward the best trap.
Mm.
We never found the leprechaun, though.
Yeah.
So how can you reward the best trap if you never actually caught the leprechaun?
Whatever got, a piece of cloth, maybe.
Yeah, that's typically what it was.
Yeah.
Brock, my friend, we're going to wrap it up here, bro. I know you're taking off the rest of the week, but we'll see you next week, you and I.
Yeah.
And maybe Quinn Danker. We'll
Absolutely.
Go out to Big City Roadhouse.
Yeah.
I'm on a quest this summer, to try everything on the menu.
Yeah.
I think the chef, Don, great guy, owner, thinks I'm going to try everything at once because he came out and he said, dude, you're not going to want to eat for like 4 days. And I said, no, I'm not doing everything that day. It's a process.
A nice buffet platter.
Ah, man, maybe. They'll fill you up, man.
Yeah.
Brock, Best of luck to you, my friend. I know we'll stay in touch. We got to stay in touch, okay?
We'll see each other next week.
All right, man.
No worries.
That sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, coming up next, we're getting into the top stories of the day. The top story in Brady Hull's world is Jaylen Waddle. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.